Good evening, everyone. This is Cindy Manosky from the Big Island of Hawaii. I extend a warm welcome to everyone on this Mentoring for Free Saturday Skills call and to all those who will listen to the recording of this call in the future. Today is Saturday, the 5th of February, 2011. Mentoring for Free is not an MLM company, and we're not an affiliate program. There's no cost to you for this or any of our more than 10 live generic training calls and interactive discussions each week. Mentoring for Free is simply a community of volunteers who believe in the value of education, personal development, and in sharing what we know works. Our purpose is to help anyone in any company succeed in network marketing by providing education, coaching, mentoring, and support within a mastermind environment. It is my pleasure to introduce the author of Success in 10 Steps, my good friend and personal mentor from Brooksville, Florida, the founder and creator of Mentoring for Free, Mr. Michael DeLohi.
Cindy, thank you so much for welcoming everybody to this call tonight. And Richard Dennis is at a recital for his granddaughter, so he won't be on the call tonight. So I'm going to be doing the colors training myself without being interviewed. And I was thinking this afternoon, you know, what better way to really explain colors to you and personality types than to maybe have a couple of people have me talk to them, somebody I've never met before, maybe your first time ever to plug into the colors training, be on the call, and for me to identify for you your personality type colors and how that works in building a strong relationship with somebody. So if we've got a couple of volunteers, maybe I've never spoke to you before, first time on the call, and you or you'd like to identify your personality type, hit star one and unmute your phone, and we'll just give you a perfect example of this.
Star 5 to raise your hand.
Okay. Thank you, Dwight. If you hit star 5, Dwight can physically unmute you.
Okay. Yes, my name is Ann.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, Michael.
It's a pleasure to visit with you. Okay, what I'll do is just visit with you for a few minutes here, and then I will tell you your strengths and weaknesses about your personality types. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. And if time and money wasn't an issue, what would you do? Where would you go?
I would go where people are less fortunate and don't even have just some of the things that I may have had in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what would you do? I mean, why would you go there? What would you do when you went with to help these unfortunate people?
To educate them in their endeavors, to encourage them, and to give them love, and to give them love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And encourage them in... religious aspects? Would you help them with their monetary issues, trying to help them to understand how to better sustain themselves, make money? What would you do?
I would encourage them for everything that would apply to them in their life, for whatever it is they're going through, whether it be just some everyday stuff, religious stuff, encourage them and keep them up on that, education, their children, their family members, and just themselves, and help them build a different mindset.
Perfect. Well, I can tell you, Anne, I mean, this is so simple for me to identify, and probably anybody on the call that has even listened to you can tell that you are primarily a yellow. You put everybody first in your life. Everybody comes first. And you do everything for everybody, which is great, but there comes a point in time in your life when you have to come first. You've got to think about you. And in other words, you've got to sustain yourself financially, emotionally, in order to help all those other people. So that is where we need to help you start focusing on you. It's kind of like when you get on an airplane and the stewardess says, or the flight attendant, whatever they're called today, they say, put in event of lack of oxygen, put your oxygen mask on first before you help somebody else. And that's what you will do, is you'll help somebody else and you need the oxygen and you'll be the one that will suffer because you should have put your oxygen mask on first. So in helping, coaching, mentoring you, it would be, the focus would be getting you to realize you have to take care of you first before you can be of a help to other people. And anyway, being that yellow personality, that loving, nurturing, giving person, your entire lifetime, you've always put everybody first. So thinking about putting yourself first is going to be a little bit of a struggle, but it's definitely something we can help you with and help you really own your life.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And as I've been involved with the course for, I think, over a few weeks or so, mm-hmm. I had considered myself to be a blue because I am doing 1,000 things all the time, and I'm just scattered. Okay,
right.
And again, ties in with me thinking about everything and everybody else but me. Okay, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but here's the point. Here's the point, Ann. Your primary color is that loving, nurturing, giving yellow person. You didn't say one time that, well, if time and money wasn't an issue, you'd take everybody on a trip and go parasailing or do this. No. You said, I would be there and help educate them how to take better care of themselves spiritually, financially, emotionally. You would be the nurse to them. You're not, you know. So, and here's what's amazing about that, Ann. I'm going to say 90% of the people I talk to and meet always think they're a different color than what they are. The greens, inevitably, the greens will say, well, I'm a blue. Because I like to have fun. Well, yeah, they like to have fun, but they like to have green fun. You know, one of my good friends, Richard Dennis, is as green as grass. And when I ask him, well, what do you like to do that's fun? Guess what he likes to do that's fun? He likes to edit things, ad copy. He loves editing. I mean, it's like a crack addict being high on crack cocaine. He loves editing. So for him, that's fun. Now, I got to tell you something. The farthest thing from a blues mind having fun is editing. To them, that's work. That is litigious work.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
But a yellow personality is just exactly the way you spoke from the heart. You're about helping people. And all personalities, now I'll give you an example, Richard Dennis, green as grass. He's disorganized, he's got stuff going in every different direction, he's got 75 projects going on, just like a blue. But I got to tell you, he's a green, hands down. So hopefully that makes sense, Ann.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, thank you.
Now,
why is it important to understand that Ann is primarily yellow? When you're working with somebody, when you're coaching, mentoring with them, you know that they're going to focus on family. Relationships is so important to them. But as a coach and a mentor, you have to get the yellow to realize, don't take it personally. I'll tell you the biggest struggle. If a yellow person's building a network marketing business and one of their team members decides to leave, they decide to go to another company because they pay a tenth of a percent more on the 19th level and they happen to think they're going to have a superstar on their 19th level, or the product's got one more gram of stuff in the stuff and they think that's the reason that they need to go to some other opportunity, the yellow is devastated for days, weeks, months, because they take it personal, because the yellows want everybody to get along with everybody all the time. And ladies and gentlemen, that is not the real world. It's not the real world. It's just that simple. People have free will. And people are going to quit for all kinds of reasons. Let me give you guys an example. Sometimes people want the life you have, okay? In our network marketing career, I have always put my family ahead of everything as far as team, as far as a person who sponsors somebody. It doesn't matter. My wife, my kids comes first. That's it. They need me. I'm there. That's it. And there's been times in our career where somebody thinks, well, I want to have what Linda has and tries to manipulate their way between us in some fashion or another. And when I let them know, hey, that's not going to happen. This is, you know, that is sacred ground here. This is our life, our relationship. You need to know what the boundaries are. I've had people that we've had to do that with, and I've had them quit. Well, you know what? That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to create that drama so they'd have a reason to quit, plain and simple. So these are the things you're going to deal with, and especially, boy, I'm telling you what, when you've got a yellow on the team and somebody quits, for whatever reason, oh my gosh, their life is devastated until they can understand it's not about them. Don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. So hopefully that helps. Anne, thank you so much. And I think we have somebody else that would like me to identify their primary personality type.
My name is Ron from Denver.
Hey, Ron. Denver? Ron from Denver.
Yeah.
Glad to have you on the call. And thank you so much for unmuting your phone and speaking up. I love to do this type of a format because it's so in the moment. And I just love being in the moment. I live my life in the moment. So thank you for doing that, Ron. So I would ask you the same question. If time and money wasn't an option, Ron, what would you do? Where would you go?
I would go wherever I feel like going.
Okay.
Nothing would stop me. If I wanted to go someplace, I wanted to go to Europe, I'd go to Europe. If I wanted to go to my home town up in Washington, I'd go there. If I wanted to go jump on my bike and do a bicycle tour, I'd go do a bicycle tour. And So I'd just do whatever I feel like doing. If I wanted to go skiing,
perfect,
I'd go skiing.
Perfect.
But then again, I'm the type of person that likes to help other people. I'm involved in prison ministry and so whenever there's an opportunity that I can share my life with someone else, I'm more than willing to do that. So.
Sure, sure. And understand something, guys. When you're talking to somebody, sometimes they're giving you what's called, it's called Miss America answers. In other words, in front of the TV camera, when the cameras are rolling, Miss America, you know, well, what does Miss America title mean to you? And they'll say, oh, I want to save the world, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. And when they go to the Miss America, that goes to the sister, and what was so great about winning the Miss America contest, the fame, the fortune, the money. Well, see, that's the real answers. That's the real truth. And when you guys heard Ron first talk, he's camouflaging. He's giving you the Miss America answers of what he thinks I want to hear. And then his second, what he was speaking about, is his true passion. And his true passion is getting all the answers. He's going to find the solutions to everybody about everything and how to stop people from ever going to prison again and evolving, you know, helping them realize how they can change all that, because Ron is the fix-it guy. He's the Mr. Fix-It guy. He's going to fix everybody's problems. But he's an information junkie. And what gave that away to me was the way Ron enunciated his words in everything he said. Ron is a green personality, first and foremost. First and foremost. And he's an evolved green. Evidently, Ron, you've had somebody in your life, a wife, a mom, somebody that got you to share your feelings more openly, because that wasn't the easiest thing for you to do early in your life and maybe even in your career. So hopefully, evidently, you've probably got somebody in your life that wouldn't stand for not being open with feelings and telling the person you love them, you care about them. So you've definitely evolved more than most greens, but that primary color is still green. And you just, you're an information junkie. You just got to get more information, and especially when it's something that you love, like the prison thing and doing that, that's just it's a hot button for you. And I congratulate you on that, Ron.
Well, to give you a little more information about myself, I'm actually totally blind, and before I lost my sight, I was one of them people that was always in trouble myself. And it wasn't until after I lost my sight that God finally got my attention and realized that he had a purpose for me. Mm-hmm. And I was called into doing prison ministry, and I felt that was definitely a calling from God. And I think that's why I was molded the way I was, so I can share my life prior to the loss of my sight, mm-hmm. to let these people know, inmates know, that there is a way that they can change their life if they really want to, like I had to. And I've been blessed ever since. And not only working with, prisoners, but also with homeless and runaway street kids and mentoring to them. And hopefully that I can get their attention before they do end up in prison. So.
Right. And so, Ron,
those are some of my main focuses.
Oh, yeah. Sure. And Ron, what you just shared is very in line with what I'm saying, because it was finding the Lord that gave you that strength to open up with your feelings. You know, prior to that, you you didn't share feelings. That wasn't something that you did. And
I was more of an introvert.
Totally introverted. Totally introverted. Everything was about you. Everything was about you, and you came first, and everything.
That wasn't true, because I didn't care.
Right.
I didn't have a purpose in life. I didn't care if I lived or died. That's why I was always in so much trouble.
Sure. But here's the thing, Ron. For you to be successful in network marketing, for an example, you've got to stop with analysis, paralysis, trying to figure out everything about everything about everything to connect the dots to this, to that, to that. And you probably want to have a successful network marketing business to create some kind of a foundation to help fund the runaways and all this sort of stuff. And that's probably, without doubt, what's nearest and dearest to you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to continue doing that type of things, and it takes money to do those things.
And it has to be, so your struggle is analysis paralysis. It's okay to jump in and get going. So, get with the person that invited you on this call. Take the next step. Get on the 30-day mental cleanse. Be part of this process, and you will ramp your business up faster than you've ever imagined possible, my friend.
Okay.
And I do appreciate you speaking up. Nobody planned this. This is unscripted. And I don't know the people that I'm talking here. This is just people that are on the phone tonight that just decided to step up and unmute their phone. I appreciate that, Ron.
Well, Mary has been very inspirational person to me, and just give me the opportunity to be here, and give me the ebook to download, and I go through that, and basically I've done pretty much all those things except for trying to determine the colors.
Yep.
That's where.
Well, I can tell you, go to MFF, like Michael Frank, mffaudios.info. Listen to the colors training we did there. We've got a colors CD, and we've got a book called Powerful Networking Secrets. And I got to tell you, If you've got that book and that CD and you use those together collectively, you will learn this so quickly, especially yourself, Ron, being sight challenged, your other senses, and you're definitely a good listener. And so that listening skill that you've got, that you just, you can just hone that skill and absolutely in days, weeks rather, just own this. Absolutely own this. So, guys, ladies and gentlemen, identifying that personality type is so critical for you to build a strong relationship, a strong bond, knowing how to best help those people. I hope that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. And see, I know for a fact that if Ron will stop with analysis paralysis and move forward without having to worry about what somebody's going to say or think or figure, I know it can change his life. And I know if Ann starts putting herself first instead of everything and everybody else, it can change your life. Absolutely change your life. Both people can become network marketing millionaires. No question in my mind.
This is Esther Bittner.
Hello, Esther. Well, Esther, I would ask you the same question. If time and money wasn't an option, what would you do? Where would you go?
I don't know. Alaska, Hawaii, a place where I can enjoy and, like, see the water, animals, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just have fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you take anybody with you? Is there anybody special in your life that you'd take with you?
My husband.
Okay. How long have you guys been married?
Almost 35 years.
35 years. Fantastic. Fantastic. Do you have any kids?
We have two daughters.
Two daughters. Fantastic. How old are they?
The youngest one is 28, and the oldest one is 34.
Fantastic. Fantastic. What does your husband do for a living?
He's like a merchant. Oh, how do I say it? He works for the city. He works in a warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And what part of the world do you live in, Esther?
Yuma, Arizona.
Yuma. Okay, where's that located at?
Right in the border of California, San Diego.
Oh, okay. Okay.
By the Mexicali, Baja California.
Okay.
In that area.
Fantastic. Fantastic. How long did it take you to decide to unmute the phone and speak up, Esther?
Well, I tried, but then other people got before me.
Okay. Okay.
Interrupt, though. I didn't know if I was doing it right.
No, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. So what is it about network marketing that you saw and you said, wow, this is what I want to do? What was it for you, Esther?
Networking, I think, it's a fun job because I get to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
I think I found what I want to do, just talk to
mm-hmm.
people, help people, enjoy what
mm-hmm.
I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
what I like.
Okay. Well, now give you guys an example. I'm going to take this to the next step. Now, Esther is open. She's definitely open, okay, which that would be the yellow or the blue, but she was giving me short answers, wasn't she? Married, yes. How long? 34 years, 35 years. Do you have any kids? Yes. Two girls. What's their ages? See, a blue would have said, I'm married to my husband, Billy Bob Smith, for 35 years. We're passionately in love with each other. We've got two daughters because of that amazing love that we have together, and they're 27 and 32. See, that would be open and direct. That would be a blue. Now, Esther was open with me, but she was indirect, giving me short answers, short answers. Now, see, yellows, don't get confused now, love to talk to people. They really, truly do when they're talking to them, when they're passionate about what they're talking about. So, in other words, Esther, what if you were doing this traveling and you were going to call people up because they all wanted to go traveling with you and your husband, you wouldn't have a problem calling up anybody, would you?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. Long as you're not trying to sell them anything, because you don't like to sell or be sold. You don't like to sell or be sold.
Just don't like to be sold.
But you love to buy. You love to buy just like everybody else. You love to buy just like everybody else. Just that simple. So your primary color is yellow. Amazing, just like the first lady, Anne, that spoke. And I want to congratulate you for jumping in there so quickly to unmute your phone.
Thank you.
Because you normally let everybody else speak first. You'd be content to just sit by and let everybody go, and then you just go last. And that's the way you've always lived your life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you. Guys, if you've got a piece of paper, thank you, Esther. If you've got a piece of paper and you wrote on the very top of the paper, open, on the very bottom of the paper, put self-contained. In the far left in the middle, if you put indirect, far right, put direct. If you draw a line top to bottom, left to right, you divide that paper into four areas. Four areas. Now, clearly, when we were talking to Ron, and if you were listening, all of his talk to me, his answers were self-contained and indirect. And he found something to open him up, open his heart up, and that's when he found the Lord. Very common, especially for a green, because it makes logical sense to them. Okay? Now, after I talked with Ron and shared with him the personality type, the colors, strengths and weaknesses, he became more open. But that's not who the real person is. And you could almost feel him uncomfortable when I said about somebody, something came into your life, somebody came into your life that got you to open up and share your feelings. And I'm, you know, so glad for Ron that he found the Lord. That's pretty cool. So if you guys will just learn to listen, if you'll just listen, you will pick up in split seconds if people are being open with you or they're being self-contained. If they're open with you and indirect, short answers, like Esther, she would be yellow. If they're open and direct, now if Esther had said, yes, I've been married to my husband for 35 years, we've got two daughters, gave me the ages and names of the kids, that's open and direct. It was almost painful silence, dead airspace, waiting for Esther to give me more information. She wasn't giving up no more information. I had to ask her. Indirect. I know you guys were thinking, you thought she was a green, not a green, because she was open. But indirect, sometimes you might think, well, gosh, that's a green because you think that's self-contained. It's just because they're so indirect, you're picking up on self-contained. So now, if they are self-contained and direct, it would be the reds, bottom right-hand quadrant. So again, if you guys will just listen and learn to listen, you can change your life. at 10:30 coming up in 1 hour, 10:30 p.m. We do a call called the Mastermind Coaches Corner Call. If you ever want to just hang out with some people and just brainstorm fireside chat with your coach and mentor, the next call is live and interactive. We welcome you to join the call. It's open to anybody. We never talk about products or companies. It's a safe place to come and really grow as a person. Really grow as a person. And I want to thank Cindy Manosky from Hawaii for welcoming everybody to the call. Thank you so much, Cindy, for doing that. We appreciate it. And we'll see you guys on the next call. Bye-bye.